Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Some breaking news from New York, where a press conference has just wrapped up. There is a harsh punishment for Los Angeles Clippers owner Donald Sterling after those racist comments that he made on a tape that surfaced over the weekend. NBA Commissioner Adam Silver announced the results of the NBA's investigation just a few minutes ago.
Effective immediately, I am banning Mr. Sterling for life from any association with the Clippers organization or the NBA. Mr. Sterling may not attend any NBA games or practices. He may not be present at any Clippers facility, and he may not participate in any business or player personnel decisions involving the team.
Sterling is also being fined $2.5 million. Let's get the latest now from Doug Tribou with NPR's Only a Game. He's with us in the studio. And Doug, as we heard there, he's been banned for life. What's your reaction?
This is a wow moment. I mean, this is swift and as harsh as Adam Silver could have been here. I mean, that we had let out an audible wow at the Only a Game offices when this happened. We knew something was going to be coming here, but in the matter of 3 days, those are the four harshest penalties that he could have levied against Sterling at this point.
There was a question about whether he would be forced to sell the team. We did hear a little bit about that, that Silver is going to urge the board to force him to sell the team, right?
That's right. So you're looking at two separate issues here. The suspension is separate from his ownership. He could continue to own the team and be suspended from basketball activities. But what Sterling said is he will try and encourage the board of owners to force the sale. That would be able to happen if there's a three-quarter vote. So three-quarters of the owners vote to force Sterling out, then they could force the sale of the team. But that process hasn't begun just yet.
And by the way, I said in the introduction that Donald Sterling had made those racist comments. We've been using the word alleged, but Adam Silver, the NBA commissioner, said that Sterling told him that it was indeed his voice on the tape. Sterling has not come out publicly and said it wasn't. How do you think this is going to be received, this ban for life, is going to be received by the players on the Clippers and also in the NBA in general?
Well, I think that there's probably going to be a positive reaction. These are, again, the harshest things he could do. We're talking about a $2.5 million fine. I don't think the dollar amount is important, but the fact that the Players Association and the league will decide which organizations get that money, organizations that have the interest of promoting diversity around the U.S. Also, the fact that he's banned for life and the sale, I'm not sure there's much more that Adam Silver could do in this position at this stage. And you have to think that that would be well received.
Let's listen to more from Commissioner Silver speaking just moments ago.
I am personally distraught that the views expressed by Mr. Sterling came from within an institution that has historically taken such a leadership role in matters of race relations and caused current and former players, coaches, fans, and partners of the NBA to question their very association with the league.
Doug Tribou, what about other owners in the NBA? There's been a big question about how they've responded, but how might they go with this? A team owner being forced, or at least being urged to be forced, to sell the team?
Well, I think you've got some really interesting juxtapositions here. Michael Jordan is an owner in Charlotte, obviously the one of the great faces of the NBA. He's expressed outrage about Sterling's comments. Mark Cuban, the very outspoken owner in Dallas, has also expressed outrage about Sterling and what he said, but had said it's a slippery slope. If you start to force owners to give up their teams for various violations, that raises some concerns in that community, that small ownership community. So I think there's a wide range here. And I think Adam Silver merits saying here that he hit on something. This is sad irony. This league, of all of the big sports leagues in America, is the most closely tied with African-American culture. Yeah. The league is predominantly African-American. They do have a pretty good history of diversity in coaching and a little bit less so in ownership. But there is more minority ownership in the NBA than in some other leagues. We're really on to an incredible irony that this has happened to the NBA, I think.
Let's listen to some more from Adam Silver speaking at today's press conference.
This has been a painful moment for all members of the NBA family. I appreciate the support and understanding of our players during this process. And I am particularly grateful for the leadership shown by Coach Doc Rivers, Union President Chris Paul, and Mayor Kevin Johnson of Sacramento, who has been acting as the players' representative in this matter.
And by the way, Doug, as we are speaking about this, Mayor Kevin Johnson of Sacramento is giving a press conference himself. He's calling this a defining moment for the NBA, praising the decision to ban Donald Sterling for life from the NBA.
Well, and Johnson is a critical figure to the NBA, even though he's no longer in the league. He helped get the NBA to keep the Sacramento Kings in Sacramento when it was very close to moving the team to Seattle, and he has been working as sort of a player representative in this process. So his voice and his leadership is important. If Kevin Johnson is supporting what they've done, I think that goes a long way to the kinds of reactions that you're going to see from around the league.
Meanwhile, the Clippers have a game to play tonight.
That's right. I mean, this is another sort of sad fact here. Donald Sterling has also been terrible owner in the NBA. I mean, the Clippers for years were one of the worst professional sports franchises in America, not just in the NBA. And these last three seasons, they've gone to the playoffs. This is the best they've ever been for a long time. They have Blake Griffin and Chris Paul, these lovable, terrific young players. And while they're at their peak, we're distracted by this situation.
Well, what do you think that's going to be like? I'm sure you'll be watching this evening to see these players, after all of this, have to get out there on the court and try to win.
Right. After their protests the other night, they lost. And obviously, this is a understandable distraction. But now Doc Rivers, a prominent African-American coach who is the head of the Clippers, he's got to get his team focused so that they can advance. And maybe that's a message in itself, that the team has rallied and bonded together.
Doug Tribou of NPR's Only a Game. And again, the news just breaking today that Donald Sterling, the longtime owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, has been banned for life from the NBA and fined $2.5 million. Doug, thanks so much.
Thanks, Jeremy.
This is Here and Now.